Number four, consider approval of request from Dawson Geophysical Company for TRNCO Petroleum Corporation to conduct a 3D seismic study in a select area within the city limits. And Mr. Hernandez, will you begin, please?
Yes, Mayor, members of the council, Dawson Geophysical, Mr. Greg Dearsley came and met with city staff back in December of 2018. They are wanting to do a 3D seismic survey in the southern part of the city of Carlsbad. They have performed similar work in the past. I think they've been here at least two or three times, and the council unanimously approved them. The city also contracted with Wood Environmental to evaluate Dawson's work to see what kind of effect it will have on the brine well. This time they're asking to work as close as up to within a mile of the brine well. So this is a little different than last time. Last time they were out near the airport. And we have representation from Wood here that will also give a little history and answer any questions. But at this time I'd like to ask Mr. Greg Dearsley with Dawson to come and give a little statement about it.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. As you remember, I was here in May of 2018 and came and asked for the initial program, and at that time I said we were going to cut it short due to the fact that we had some crops up the north. Now that the crops are out, we've come back and want to complete that program. So this is actually an extension of the original program that we did back in May. We've asked to get close to the brine well. We've had that study done. And then also we're going to acquire some source points along some of the roads if it's been approved after we get locations pointed out. And at that point, and if we do acquire anything on the road, we'll have a third party peak particle velocity monitors on site so that we will not allow our vibrators to get up to any kind of vibration that would cause any damage to any of the houses or surrounding infrastructure.
Questions from the council?
Should there be any kind of conflict with the contractor of record for the brine well remediation, what would it be our plan to address the two companies and getting a resolution?
If there is any kind of conflict, we'll sit down with them, and if they tell us we need a further offset, we can go on a further offset.
Do we have any kind of, do we have that type of wording in a contract where we could hold people's feet to the fire?
Well, we can definitely put something in our permit. I've presented a permit to the Michael last week, and we can definitely add something in there that if there is a situation, then we will step back.
We'd like to see that.
We can add, make sure that language is in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Also, I would like to have representatives from Wood PLC come up and speak about the brine well. There's Ken Vernon and Mike Rucker. Looks like Mike Rucker's coming up. And he can answer any technical questions in relation to the effects or what it's similar in nature to.
Good evening. I'm Mike Rucker from Wood PLC. And I've been working on the brine well project. I first set foot on it in 2010 and then was involved in the feasibility study from 2013 on, and I was there today also. And basically in terms of the impact of vibrations, and I saw the chart up on the top, the issue of vibrations and impact of vibrations is one of distance. And we basically baseline vibrations that the well is seeing on a daily basis are the heavy trucks on Highway 285. That's a baseline vibration work, and it's doing just fine. In terms of the previous test work that has happened at the site, using a small vibrosize, a smaller machine. In 2009, a vibrosize survey was done at the site And so there is actually a smaller machine that operated over the cavity. The